What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to miss if indeed Aaron Glenn takes that job. I'm going to miss one little quirk about Aaron Glenn. If somebody asked him about, you know, how do you slow down Jaden Daniels? When he would respond to the question, he wouldn't refer to Jaden. He wouldn't refer to Daniels. He wouldn't refer to the quarterback. He would say, here's the thing about defending the player. And then he'd answer the question. Or if somebody said, hey, what is a Fatu Melifarwu brought to your defense? Here's the thing about the player. And he would use this all-encompassing term to describe. He would just say the player.
Just the player.
What did you lose when you lost Aiden Hutchinson? Well, in the player, we lost a relentless force off the edge. You know, what is Alex Anzalone? It's more than just on the field. The player brings a leadership. Right, he always referred to guys just as the player. The media member who would ask the question would establish who the player was for the purposes of this conversation. And then he would fill it in and just talk about the player. It means nothing. It was just a little quirk about Aaron Glenn that I loved. The player.
Fair enough.
Yep. For what it's worth. All right. So I mentioned midseason grades. Yahoo came out with midseason grades for every NBA team. What do you think the Pistons got?
It's interesting because I don't know if they're going to grade it just on, you know, where they're at right now or how much they've grown since last year. So I think
can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
Your second criteria sounds like how they did it.
Okay. Then I'm going to guess it's in the B range, like B plus.
Kang, did you see this?
Yeah, I did. All right. But I can guess.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and guess, Kang. What do you think it is?
God, you know, I agree with Gator as far as I think they're going to grade it as far as where they think, you know, where they've come from and they've done well. So I'm going to go a little higher than Gator. I'm going to go with A.
They got an A, Gator. Good job, Kang.
Right.
Yeah, well done.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you're talking about, I think based upon how far they've come and the expectation, and I like this, you don't get an A for being one game over 500 all the time.
I wouldn't think any time.
Gator wishes.
Look. Listen. I earned my degree. I have it framed, and I need to look at it almost on a daily basis to remember that I did graduate. I was graduating.
Sorry.
Just because I didn't like going to class.
Yeah, no one does.
And doing the work.
Applying myself. Things worked out just fine.
Yeah.
But
I
would find it.
I wasn't big on things like attendance.
Right, right.
Or attentiveness.
Doing well on a test. look, I'm very happy where the Pistons are at right now because I do see massive improvement, and I think it's just an injection of energy from the new general manager to the new head coach to new players they brought back, new and old, I guess, through free agency, and also seeing a healthy Cade Cunningham and what a difference that can make. And oh, by the way, he's in his fourth year, right? All these things are working well for this team. There's reason to be optimistic. That being said, to give him an A is ridiculous.
You think so?
Well, based on the fact that they're one game above 500, I mean, it's like, okay, if I want to give him an A for effort, sure. But an A for overall, I mean, they're not even, they're in seventh place in the division or ninth or whatever it is, but everything's so jumbled together that if they win tonight, they can get closer to sixth.
It was part of their mid-season power rankings and report cards. They said, what do you get when you cross an internet's most accurate NBA power ranking with the world's best midseason report card? My, do we think a lot of ourselves, oh. Yahoo? A team's ranking is representative of its current standing within the league, and its grade is an account of how well that team has performed against expectation. Okay. So Pistons ranked 21st in the NBA according to their power rankings, and they give him an A based upon the expectation.
So if the expectation, if you go back to Vegas and what was it, like 28 wins or 24, and then they adjusted it to 28 or something, they're outperforming the expectation of the win total of the preseason from Vegas. So if you're going to do the grade by that, then sure, okay, that makes sense. But if you're going to do it by the first part of the power rankings of the league as it stands right now, and they have them at 21, then that doesn't jibe with the A.
This feels a bit like grading on the curve, though. Like, it's a little bit of, hey, here's... Actually, it's not really grading on the curve. It's grading against what people thought they would be and how they're trending towards their preseason win total is what it is. That's why they're getting an A.
Yeah.
And if that's the criteria then, they're using, then I think
you're going to spell
sense.
It out, then sure. But,
All right. The other thing that happened with the Pistons is the Pistons social media team tweeted out something that I found incredibly amusing on a couple of fronts. They played Monday in Houston. And I got to see when these tweets got sent out because I was a little surprised. They showed the Pistons at a truck stop, at a Buc-ee's truck stop, apparently somewhere in Alabama. So I want to start with this. The Pistons bust from Houston to Atlanta? That kind of surprised me. Should I be surprised?
I don't know. I don't know what all the rage is about Buc-ee's. Is it Buc-ee's? Is that how you spell Buc-ee's?
It is. Yeah, I think so. Buc-ee's. Here's the first tweet.
It's got the great logo.
But the fact that they're on a road trip on a bus, it's a 12-hour trip.
Well, that's odd.
But the two guys that really seemed to lean into it were Tim Hardaway and Tobias Harris. At least they got the most airtime. And they showed Tobias getting on a bus. And, you know, it said had to make a quick stop on our way to Atlanta. That was the first one. For some reason, I thought this was in Alabama. I don't know why I thought it was in Alabama. Maybe Tim Hardaway mentions it, but it's Tobias and Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway's got like two shirts. He's got stickers. He's got maybe some sort of panini sandwich or something. Buc-ee's is gas station, one part gas station, one part truck stop, one part Walmart. And for some reason, because they threw all these things together, people rave about Buc-ee's, and the Pistons went out. I don't know if they went out of their way, but they stopped at a Buc-ee's, and the players went inside, and they loaded up on apparently Buc-ee's gear and everything you could get there.
Well, again, the logo is fantastic with a beaver.
Is it like a buck tooth?
Well, it's a beaver.
Is it a beaver?
Beavers have buck teeth. Yes. Right. Yeah, and it's like staring up in the air with some weird red hat with holes cut out for the ears.
I don't like when we went, my son's high school baseball team, they do a road trip spring break. They have a big fundraiser and they go to Florida so they can play some baseball during spring break. And down in Florida, There was an obsession with Wawa, which feels like the same thing. These massive gas station slash truck stops. I'm going to guess that most of the appeal on for these things would be lost on a guy like me, who probably doesn't, I have to admit, I don't eat many meals out of gas stations.
Well, is it about the meals or is it just everything else that you can get there? It's like, oh, I got some, you know, you're going to fuel up the RV, you pull over there, it's going to take a while, and let's go in and get something to eat, get something, I mean, I need a new shirt or whatever it is that you're getting, need to get some beer, and I don't know. It seems like it's all one-stop shopping there in addition to grabbing some grub.
It seems like an experience, and I actually definitely want to try this some point. It's Gator. I don't know if you saw the video. So they have food there, of course, but it's not just like stuff on the roller. Like they have a section tacos, right? And then
you have me a taco. Yeah,
exactly, right? They have another section where it's like, I don't know, sandwiches or
pizza,
ribs, you know,
everything
pizza.
Else
yeah.
that a growing boy needs.
Exactly. And so you can go get, you know, a panini if you want, Doug, and also a lawn chair. I don't know. Like,
right. Also a lawn chair.
I mean, it's true. But, right? But
like, and a pinwheel.
But are we fascinated with going to Meijer and Walmart? Because you can get gas at those places.
Right. And you can get food at those places.
I don't know why this is such a phenomenon. Is it, maybe the quality is a lot better. I've never been, so I can't say.
Now, maybe they were on the bus because of the weather, which is a possibility.
Yeah, aren't they getting some freezing cold temps down yeah. south?
So it's possible that airports were closed. Although my son flew out of Dallas last night. I got Dallas isn't Houston, but.
So I just clicked on, there was a question as I Googled it. It says, what is Bucky's most famous food? And the first thing that comes up is beaver nuggets. I mean, come on.
How can you resist the beaver nuggets, Gator?
Beaver nuggets are actually bite-sized corn puffs sweetened with brown sugar caramel that pack in sweet and savory goodness all in one. They've long been synonymous with Bucky's and are among the most popular of the plethora of prepackaged snacks.
Are the beaver nuggets life-changing? Do they make you want to get a meal out of a gas station?
I see people wearing like merch all the time and proud of it. You know, you don't see people wearing Meijer merch out and about.
No, you don't.
Unless you work there.
But what's, I mean, seriously, if Bucky's, if what the appeal of Bucky's and Wawa and places like that is that you can get everything at a Meijer. And I don't, when people come in, like you just had relatives in from California, right?
Yeah.
Were they like, hey, we got to swing by Meijer?
They actually were. They said, hey, you mind if we stop at Meijer? I'm like, why?
You're
like,
well, there you go. Yeah. Maybe I'm completely off on this one. Maybe
it's like a
need to recognize the charm of
Meijer.
Remember
when Gardenhire was here? And he was like the manager for the Tigers. And he was like, you guys got this Meijer here. And they have every liquor and alcohol possible if you go out on this one section. I'm like, yeah, that's normal for us. I don't know. Different things for different places, for different people.
Right. Is Costco a thing throughout the nation? Or
yeah, Costco.
Okay, and that would
yeah.
meant Walmart is. But, you know, as I'm scrolling through the stuff with Bucky's, I didn't know. I mean, it's like you said, King, they have like a section for different types of food. Like this picture shows Texas Roundup. You get brisket, sausage, pulled pork, turkey.
What?
And it's like what they're rolling burritos. With Man. Any of those things in it. They've got, you know, a sweets section with different sorts of pastries. And it's got tacos and wraps and then Dippin' Dots. All types. It's ridiculous how much stuff they have. I'm interested.
There you are.
I'm interested. Yes. Am I going to drive 12 hours? No. But, you know, whenever if it does show up here, will I be intrigued by it? I will be intrigued by it, which seems so dumb. But they've got their own brand of snacks, which makes it, I guess, interesting. How does it compare?
Well, we got some Bucky's enthusiasts on hold and other stuff. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you're looking for a new or used car, you've got to check out Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. They've got one of the largest inventories in the area, and you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. It doesn't matter if you're looking for something sleek and new, like a new model, or a reliable pre-owned vehicle. And here's the best part, guaranteed credit approval. No matter what your credit situation, they've got your back. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, great location, right there at 696 and Telegraph. Can't miss them. They got the giant American flags, let you know they're right there, making it easy for you to swing in and drive off with your dream car. And if you are short on time, no worries. They'll even bring your new ride right to your doorstep with at-home delivery. And if you're into the latest tech, you're going to be glad to know that Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield is one of the top EV dealers in the country, offering cutting-edge electric vehicles that are setting the standard for the future of driving. Best of all, they're open on Saturdays because they know that weekends are the best time to shop for your next car. So come see why Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield is the place to go for your next vehicle. Together, let's drive.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Just looking at the feedback here coming in on Twitch. These guys don't understand. The best part about Buc-ee's is the fact that truckers are not allowed in the bathrooms. Truckers are not allowed, and the bathrooms are absolutely effing spotless. That's from NAROC.
That's big.
I've heard that about the bathrooms. Like, they are incredibly clean. I think they might even have an attendant. I'm not sure.
Really?
To make sure, like, his job is to clean it every 15 minutes or something, like on the regular. Not one of those fake ones, you know, you see the initials on the board, but you know no one's been in there. You know, right? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, Rico cleaned this at 12:30. No, he didn't.
Big Pank 65 says, the best brisket sandwich I ever had in my life. My goodness. At a Buc-ee's?
It looks solid. They talk about the barbecue sandwich. Buc-ee's barbecue sandwich is a tasty alternative to a lackluster drive-through meal, and it's just as convenient to get your hands on, wrapped and ready to go, on the go, inside the store. They can do it with chopped or sliced brisket.
There's some people that are really offended that we have no idea what the appeal of a Buc-ee's is.
Well, you don't. Me and Gator want to go.
That might be fair.
What if I told you they had a great kale power salad? Would you go?
So what's intriguing is that the Chick-fil-A superfood salad, which is kale-based, is really, really good, although they've changed it over the years. And so I do like it. I can be sold. Let's get back to your open line call. Zachary is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Zachary.
Hey, guys. I'm a Tennessee resident. I'm up here working, but I'm a big fan of the Lions, too, and a big fan of Buc-ee's. But the reason why Buc-ee's is so great is because it's the Wally World of gas stations. And I think people like Buc-ee's a lot because God and family and country is really the main theme about Buc-ee's. And they have really good food, and it is just a happy, happy place when you go there. But one thing that I notice about the Lions is, like, I love Dan Campbell, and I don't think it was his fault, and I don't think it was Jared Goff's fault, even though he threw those picks, okay? But you're going to tell me that almost a week later, Ben Johnson takes a head coach position in Chicago, doesn't even look back at this city. So that tells me that his heart was definitely in other places. His foot was already out the door, and that's just a big disrespect. And why would he even get a head coach position if you blew it in the first round of a divisional game? I don't think
I would help you out that, I don't know, the offense is the best offense in the National Football League, that they put up more points than anybody else in the NFL this year, that they've been trending in this direction for the last couple of seasons. I mean, he's built his reputation up. And if you're Ben Johnson and your season ends on Saturday night and Monday the Bears call in and say, look, let's finalize this deal because the Bears don't want him to go and get an in-person interview with the Raiders or the Jags or the Saints or wherever else he was going to look at. And then they say, oh, and by the way, we'll give you a 4-year, $52 million contract. I don't know if I can say was premeditated.
You think it's fine. You think it's fine, yeah, for him to look after his best interest, but you know, forget about the fans and a possible.
What's he supposed to do? What does he have to do with the fans? Are the fans? I mean, he's looking out for his family. He's got a job offer that's going to. No kidding.
Would you?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know
the truth. If you have such a great team, you probably got the best running back in the league. I mean, you know, I
let me ask you this, Zach, and I'm not getting angry with you. Let me ask you this. What do you do for a living?
I'm a maintenance technician. I fix things.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you ever want to own your own company, or are you doing exactly what you want to do, or would you like to do something a little bit more and be more adventurous?
Well, I guess time will tell.
Okay, but do you have goals? Do you have ultimate goals in your career, or are you exactly where you want to be right now?
Well, I don't think anybody's exactly where they want to
okay.
be right now.
So if you had a chance, if you have laid out goals, and then somebody gives you that opportunity to achieve those goals, why wouldn't you jump at it?
Well, because I think he could have instilled a legacy. He could have chalked something up on his resume. The Lions were favored. Everybody thought this was going to be a give me of a game, and they come out there, and you can't blame Jared Goff. Yeah, he threw some picks.
Well, I don't know. I think I mean, they scored 31 points and they lost in a game where they committed five turnovers.
I think the timing of it all, like real quick, like I get it. It was just, but a week later, he's already bought a house in Chicago.
I mean, it was
10 days after he interviewed with the Bears, right?
Yeah, but I think he was talking about a week after they lost. Again, we go back to sentiment. If Zachary was offered four times as much money guaranteed over the next 4 years, would he turn it down? Would he really?
Because you want to be a head football coach in the National Football League where there are only 32 jobs, and right now you're an offensive coordinator, and some team offers you one of those coveted 32 jobs, it's your dream job. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to say, no, you know, I got a good thing going here in Detroit, which some people would, and that's great. You know, it's worked out with plenty of coordinators that realize that they're just lifers as coordinators, but maybe they never had the aspiration to become a head coach. He does. He's young. He's got the aspiration to be a head coach in the National Football League, and now he is. He's achieved that goal.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. I got something, Gator. I feel as a topic, it's full throttle time. Put the pedal down. We'll get to that at 105.
10. Dun, 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 dun. That kind of thing?
No, I'm not going to sing. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. No. 105. Let's go to Chad and Novi. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chad.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I, too, was a skeptic about Bucky's, about how great it could be. However, let me paint you a picture here.
All right.
You pull up, there's over 100 gas pumps, right? Mm-hmm. So and it's the cheapest gas. It's 40 cents cheaper than everywhere else. It's putting the gas stations across the street out of business. They also have, you can get the non-ethanol with no ethanol if you want to boost your performance a little bit. They also have that choice. And then you walk in, it's as clean as can be. Not only are the bathrooms clean, but they're private too. There's walls around you, each individual stall. It's crazy. And then the friendliest people that there are, that every employee is very friendly. They pay them very well, actually. And then they carve the meat right in front of you. They have brisket and they have pulled pork. They have coffees of all kinds.
Okay, let me ask you a question here, Chad, and I mean this in all sincerity.
Okay.
Could we go ahead and eliminate all the rest of the stores we have and just have a Bucky's on every corner and we'd be fine as a society?
Yes.
Bam.
Everything under one roof.
Yep. We'd be better people, Doug.
Friendly service.
Clean bathrooms.
Clean bathrooms.
The best brisket.
Everything you need right there within the friendly confines. Mm-hmm. You got privacy in the restrooms. Everyone's got a good attitude. Cheaper gas.
Yep.
Sounds like someone should run for president.
Mm-hmm. How about God, family, Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
That's what I'm running on.
I looked at all the area locations. I mean, nothing near us, but yeah, there's a ton in Texas.
Well, I think they're Kentucky, I got to imagine.
Richmond, Kentucky, okay. And Smith's Grove, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Springfield, Missouri. These seem like they're the closest ones.
Doug?
What?
Doug just doesn't care.
No, he does. I think this is like everything he hates.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that...
Beef jerky.
I know, right?
A whole wall food. Of beef jerky. Not
he likes dirty bathrooms.
Here we go, right here.
Doug likes dirty bathrooms.
Buc-ee's is the bomb. Absolutely cheapest gas. Don't eat it.
Oh, Mr. Electric.
Oh.
They can charge you. They have charging.
That would help. Great sandwiches, including the pulled pork. It's a must stop for the family.
Love pulled pork.
Yeah, sandwich. The other white meat.
Yeah, it is the other white meat.
Look, it's not for everybody. It's for most everybody, apparently. But well,
I told you before, like they had like turkey sandwiches there and stuff like that. I bet you their turkey sandwich is outstanding.
Buc-ee's is amazing. The pulled pork is great. Beaver nuggets, underwhelming. That's from an unnamed texter. 248-539-9797. Buc-ee's is amazing. We drove all the way to Kentucky to shop there. They had over 100 gas pumps there. The sandwiches are awesome, and you can buy anything there, including alcohol. We bought Christmas-type shirts, but I bought a sweet shirt that says Buc-ee's World Tour. And on the back, it has their store openings each year. And on the front, it looks like something from a Leonard Skinner tour shirt with an eagle holding arrows.
Yes.
I love Buc-ee's.
Give me back my bullets. When you go south to Florida, are you going to be anywhere near Daytona Beach?
I don't believe so.
St. Augustine. Is that on your, are you driving?
No, but okay. We'll do a lot of driving while we're there.
So they have two locations in Florida.
I know there's a Wawa.
Wawa is just a convenience store.
Yeah, you got to go to Buc-ee's, man. We got this text from Harvey in a truck. I one time dropped my sandwich on the bathroom floor. I picked it up and continued to eat it. That's how clean the bathroom
is. That's how clean it is.
Yep, and how good the sandwich was.
Brandon and Shelby are on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Okay.
So, because normally you fly places, that's why you miss Buc-ee's, because Buc-ee's is like a billboard. You're like, oh, there's Buc-ee's. So me and my girlfriend were going to Gatlinburg, and she had been there before, and she said, oh, Buc-ee's is this, Buc-ee's is that. On the way back, she was like, hey, Buc-ee's. And I said, okay, we're going to stop at Buc-ee's. It's insane. it's insane. So, like the person says, 150 gas pumps, that's the size of a football field. So just their parking lot alone is like the size of like Ford Field. And then you go inside, and so how people said they have fresh brisket, they have chefs with like actual like chef things on, like aprons and,
right,
you know, they serve you brisket on
and
the
knives.
And, but
real silverware.
Real silverware, but the food is actually like fresh on the spot. They
like fresh.
Like they have pretty much everything you want. They have shirts. They have blah blah blah. It's crazy.
You know, like, it's funny because I don't see the selling point to me being they got 150 gas pumps. I can find a gas pump in any corner.
Yeah,
you know that. But that's not it for me. And then, but then it's like, well, the convenience of going in and doing some shopping.
Brisket
like,
off the bathroom floor is what appeals to Gator.
But do I leave my car at the gas pump while I go in, or is there another parking area once I get my gas? Do I have to then take the car to a parking spot so I can go in?
I think they have valet.
And it's like. Whenever you think of like a gas station brisket sandwich, you think, oh, I'm going to have food poisoning for the next week. But this is one of those places where you're like, you know. This
not when you see it made in front of you.
That's right. I may have to renew my vows at a Buc-ee's. I'll invite you guys. Not you, Doug.
No, but do they have?
You, Gator.
You want to go to Crossville, Tennessee or Sevierville, Tennessee? That's where they have them.
Let's go to Nick. You're next. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
I was calling. I plan my trips when I head down to Florida to make sure that I hit one of those rest stops. Just because of the food alone, and not only that, obviously gas prices are great, but you could literally spend an hour or two there, you know, just farting around in that store.
So this is when you're on vacation, Nick?
Yeah, we take the family down, you know, we drive at least two or three times down to Florida, Alabama, and I'll make it a point that we hit one of those. And there's supposed to be one coming up here to Michigan because they had the salaries, what they were paying their help and their managers posted at one time, and their managers are making six figures. That is no joke.
I guess I'm going to have to experience this because I feel like I am being considered crazy that on vacation, I don't want to spend a bunch of time at a Walmart with gas pumps, with 100 gas pumps.
150.
I think people think I'm crazy. If I'm on vacation, I don't want to go to a massive and very impressive, I guess, gas station. But at the core, it's basically a Walmart with 150 gas pumps.
But clean and with fresh food. Now let me try to paint a picture why you would.
No, I can see the clean. Like the clean thing, if I needed,
that's appealing.
We have a rental and I have to stop for gas, filling it up and using the restroom, 7.5 minutes. Pew. But I feel like if I were only at a Buc-ee's for 7.5 minutes,
you'd waste your time.
The people here and the listeners of the show would think I'm insane.
Here's where it may appeal to you.
Okay.
You do the Airbnb thing, right? Or what's the other one? Verbo or whatever.
We do that frequently.
Okay.
Yes.
So you do that. You need to get stuff for that house. You're going to be there for a week. You got friends and family you're staying with.
Toilet paper, Doug.
Yeah, you're going to
toilet paper. God, that was ridiculous. The last VRBO.
You got to know ahead of time. There's no fun.
Yep.
The shower's no longer than 5 minutes.
The grape grill out back.
It's a rule.
Don't use it.
It's a rule. But you have to understand that. You know this. You're going to buy supplies for the week while you're there.
Yep. Could
Buc-ee's
I do it?
Buc-ee's sounds like that's the place to go.
Sure.
Let's go. We're going to spend an hour here. Get everything we need for the week, and then we're going to the house. We're going
to
enjoy.
I guess, to be fair, like I could do the same thing down south at a Publix, and I don't get particularly excited about that trip either.
Well, but does Publix offer a freshly made turkey sandwich?
Well, I have yet to see somebody send anything about a turkey sandwich. We've had a lot of brisket and pulled pork.
Well, I told you I saw on the site there that went out on their site some other column about it that
the reason we were talking about this is because the Pistons on their road trip from Houston to Atlanta on social media put three different posts out there of the Pistons invading a Buc-ee's. Maybe that's a reason to go to the Buc-ee's.
Athletes?
You can see an NBA team there.
Was there a strip bar at a Buc-ee's?
Wow.
Is that part of it?
Wow. Okay.
Well, the NBA loves the strip bar. Who was the player that said I go there for the wings?
It was Lou Williams. He left the bubble. He's like, to get wings at a strip club.
That's how I'm wondering. Is there that at Buc-ee's?
Maybe they got lemon pepper wings. I don't know, man. I like lemon pepper, but
I like beaver nuggets.
Doug, does it make you wonder, like, these professional athletes who have access to pretty much anything are impressed by this Buc-ee's? Doesn't it make you think, like, maybe this Buc-ee's really is impressive?
I think it's very impressive. I think it's incredibly fascinating. I cannot see dedicating more than 7.5 minutes of my life to being at a Buc-ee's. But now I feel obligated to try.
Can I get a full tank on 3 and cinnamon at also?
Cinnamon's on deck.
Hey, it's a new year. Do you know what your water score is in your home? If you're still dealing with water spots or dingy laundry or dry skin, your water score needs to improve. CGC Water will test your water for free, survey your home, and recommend in the Connecticut Water Treatment Solution to improve it. They did it for us in our home. This month, CGC Water will save you $1,000 off a K5 drinking water system when you bundle it with a Connecticut Premier softener. Contact our friends at CGC Water, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer, 855-339-4242, or visit cgcwater.com today.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Gator's looking up Bucky's facts during a commercial break. You can't sit down and eat there?
Apparently not. Got to take the goodies to go. But you can't buy condoms there.
Probably the finest condoms you can buy.
Probably.
I Googled Bucky's real quick, and before you get, you know, there's obviously a link that to the homepage, right? But before you even click on that, it says Bucky's is a chain of travel centers known for clean bathrooms and many fueling stations. I'm expecting the most epic, cleanest bathrooms of all time, because that's something they just market right off the bat.
But that's a legit deal, right? I mean, you're talking about something that can be... If you know you're getting a elite clean bathroom,
right?
That's huge.
That's an actual. Right? That's a real deal. Like that's.
Like you're tired. You're driving a long road trip. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I can get on board with this. They're guaranteeing a clean bathroom,
dude. It's the first thing they mention.
Let's go.
That's I mean, that's a pretty good thing to if you
the bathroom, stayed for the pulled pork.
Then went back to the bathroom.
Round two.
All right, so we mentioned the Pistons, and this is what got us down this road, because the Pistons went to a Bucky's on their road trip from Houston to Atlanta, and they seemed to very much lean into the experience. In the meantime, the Red Wings played last night, all right? So they're 5 points out of the playoffs behind Montreal, who happens to be in town tomorrow night. But they lose last night to Philly 2-1. Philly's got problems, had problems in their own zone, giving up way too many goals. Their goaltending was horrific, and then they went to this Ersan kid, and he's coming through for them, a former fifth-round pick who's last 8 games allowed 12 goals, and they're hailing that we've solved our goaltending problems. And then here are the Red Wings. They didn't muster a goal for 2 periods, got one early third. That was it from the whole game, and it came from a blue liner, and it was a great shot, but they haven't scored lately. They got one goal in their per game the last 3 games. They lost, 5-1, 4-1, and now 2-1.
At least they got a point last night.
And they did get a point out of it. And Alex Lyon got him that point. Like, he got him to overtime, and good for him. And as I was watching Ersan, and I'm thinking, okay, 25-year-old guy, they've handed him the car keys. He's coming into his own, and you know, he's solving their problems. And Mike, can this be, can Kosa be this? And then I'm reminded Kosa's 22. And you know how many goalies right now there are that are getting like full-time opportunities at 22? There's like two or three. There's not that many. So it's not like any indictment of what Kosa might actually be. But goaltending wasn't their problem last night. It is, and it has been of late, putting the puck in the net. Now, they were operating at a high efficiency on special teams, and they were scoring a bunch. And now they're, maybe this is the correction or whatever, but if this team's going to make the playoffs, they're going to have to overcorrect in a positive way here for a longer period of time, because they're still on the outside looking in.
Yeah, they're going to definitely have to do better here, because as it stands with the 47 points, they're still only 5 points out of the second wild card.
And how many teams are between them and the second wild
card? Well, but here, I don't even have to say that, because they're the third worst team in the conference.
Right.
They are 2 points above the Islanders and 6 points above Buffalo. That's it. So you got this logjam of teams that are competing there. And then, you know, even at 53 points, Tampa Bay's got 53 in the division, which they'd be chasing. So they're just 6 points away from that. The whole conference is tight when it comes to teams that are, you know, third in the division, anyway, all the way down to the second to worst team in the conference. They got a lot of work, though. I mean, there's still just under half a season to go. The trade deadline comes up the first week of March. Are they going to be buyers? Are they going to be sellers? Are they looking at, you know, possibly giving a promotion to Sebastian Kosa at some point this season? But as you point, Lyon wasn't the problem last night. Lyon and Talbot have been okay. They clearly need to add some better defensemen. Justin Hall was called out and hasn't really played better since then. Saw another awful giveaway last night. So they need to find somebody else, but are they getting that from Grand Rapids? Are they going to get one of those guys to come up? Is Tuomisto, is he going to get a chance to play? Buem, the player from Denver, is he going to get a chance to showcase his wares? Are they just waiting until March, where Sandin Pelikka, the Swedish kid, is going to get his opportunity because he was so good in the juniors and offensively really gifted? And if this team has problems scoring goals in 5-on-5, which they do, does he have a legitimate shot to get a little audition here in March when his season's done? I'm curious to see what they do, because I think that they're going to be active at the trade deadline. I don't know if they're going to be active to buy or sell.
Well, it's hard to score power play goals when you don't get any power plays, which they didn't last night, which is a little odd, but okay, so be it. But they were 1-for-6 in the Florida game, I think it was, and 1-for-4 in the Tampa game, I believe. And then, and look, they're what they are. They have to find a way to, to produce some goals. But sorry, it was the Dallas game, not the Tampa game. But
well, they made a tweak last night. Soderblom comes up, you know, Valeno out of the lineup, and Soderblom is a big kid, 6'8". They paired him with another big kid, and Rasmussen is 6'6", and there was some good you saw out of that, but you're not expecting huge offensive numbers from that line. They need to find ways to get 5-on-5 goals without question.
They do. And they just got to put the puck in the net. You're just not going to win very often. And look, the fact is, you know, McClellan comes in, they lose the first game, win 7 in a row. And you go, okay, what is this leading to? Where are they going to settle in?
And now they're 1-3-1 since.
Yeah. And it feels like they're doing a bit of settling in. I'm not ready to give up on this season, but it's a very familiar pattern. Striking distance, but not in the playoffs.
Saw it last year, all the way to the last day of the season.
Like minute of the season.
Yeah.
Zach is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
So I discovered Bucky's about 3 years ago on our drive down to Florida on 75. And I've been about 15, 20 times since then. You got to go, Doug. It's life-changing experience. I strategize my fuel ups. I fill up here. stop at the first one down in Richmond, Kentucky. Then I hit the next one in North Georgia, and then the third one in South Georgia before I head into Florida to my final destination. And they're getting ready to open one up here in Ohio between Dayton and Cincinnati. So heads up on that.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you plan your route? It sounds like you go out of your way to get to Florida.
No, it's straight down 75, and they're all right off the freeway.
Okay.
Easy on, easy off.
Okay.
And my final destination is down in Florida. And it's perfect. My tank, I fill up here, and my first tank load gets me to Richmond, Kentucky. Next tank load gets me to the first stop in North Georgia. And then the third one gets me down to Southern Georgia. And like I said, in the bathrooms, yeah, it's crazy. I like normally won't go into a gas station bathroom, but this place is immaculate. It's like all tile and marble and stuff. It's nuts. I mean, the amount of money they spend in there. And there's a guy in there walking around, constantly cleaning, picking up stuff. And there's, 20, 30, 40 urinals and stalls. And so you're not standing next to a dude. You know, there's definitely a...
They got dividers and all space. That. Yeah.
Dividers, yep.
Yeah, I heard it's from floor to ceiling.
Floor to ceiling, yep.
Yep.
Yep. So...
You had Gator at Tile, don't worry.
Watches. Yeah. And, food, yeah, brisket... Pulled pork. They got chicken sandwiches. They got
chicken dog.
What else? I mean, you got to get the pudding cups. They got. It's roasted almonds, roasted pecans.
Ooh, there you go, dog.
Dude, it's nuts. Fudge, taffy,
rabbit food.
It's like being at a carnival, man. It's awesome.
Probably has that smell too of the almonds.
I have yet to, and maybe Bucky's will be the answer. When does the smell of the roasted almonds?
Match the taste.
Because the roasted almonds, the smell is a 10 out of 10.
That's cinnamon.
The taste, 3 out of 10? Is that being generous?
No, I think it's accurate.
Yeah. So maybe Bucky's is the answer to the riddle. All right, Gator, it's time to go full throttle. We'll do that today at 105 here on Carson Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket.